Gemara just told a story about the Misa of Rav Elazar Rav Shimon and how he wasn't buried right away. He was in the Elisa for how long? Not less than 18 years and not more than 22 years. And then finally, he was brought into Meiron. It's interesting. The Medrash, and this is brought down in the Zohar Kodesh as well, has a little bit of a different version about the Ptira of Elazar Rav Shimon. It's Me Inyan Le Inyan Ba'isa Inyan, but it's not the same. And only because it's so Dover Be'ita, I think it's that just to read the Medrash. The Medrash says as follows. It's in Medrash Keheles, it's Parsha Yod Aleph. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Ishtesheish V'Iskelias Edre. He became sick, and his arm was uncovered. His wife saw his arm uncovered, and she started laughing and crying. The Amris, she said, the reason I'm laughing is because Tuvoy Mahava Chelki Badein Alma. How lucky was I that I had the schus to live and to be the wife of this great tzaddik. Tuvoy this dabkis lahodein gufa tzaddikaya. That I had the schus to be mistavik. The vidovak peishtoy was with such a tzaddik. But then she also started to cry. And she said, Vai the hodein gufa tzaddik la adama. That woe is to this person, this tzaddik. Al hay shufra the balbar. That's Rabbi Yechanan Amar Aleph. So here you have Vai the hodein gufa tzaddik la adama. Because have a midmach as he was dying. Omra lei. He told her, Elazar Shimon said, I'm about to die. But you should know that the worms, the rima of a tele, is going to have no shlit on me. What's the rest of the story? We know this. He had done that surgery. We know this from the beginning of the Agada to Gemara. Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis. Elo toilata da sida na kora acheri utni. There's one worm that you're going to see is going to come from behind my ear. And the reason that's going to come, it's mamash ar Gemara, the chads man have a Olel u'shmos kolei dechad barnash mecharef v'avasfika biyodi l'meved beidin v'lei ovis. One time I heard at Sumer Rabbanon someone said something disparaging to him. I had the opportunity to be meicha and I wasn't. Now he went further and he said the kivon the damach. As soon as Elazar Shimon passed away, is yad b'hadog gush cholov. So his body was put in gush cholov. He was buried in gush cholov. Our Gemara says he was put in the attic. He was buried. But not in Meiron, he was buried in Gush Cholov. And Reb Shimon, the Tan Reb Shimon Ba'ichai, he used to reveal himself to the Moroinoi, to the people that lived in Meiron. For Amar Loini, he would tell them, Chad Ayin Dimin Dahavasli. I have one right eye. Meaning he's the apple of my eye. He's my right eye. For less, Atun Yehovin Yossi Gabi, why are you not bringing him to me? So when the Chevra from Meiron would have this revelation from the great Reb Shimon, so they would want to go bring him. But the people from Gush Cholov Ampkun Basreyon Bechutri B'murnayasa. They would come out with poles and with sticks, and they didn't let him take Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Chadzman Krav Tzoymer Rabbi. One time it was Erev Yom Kippur. Amrin, the people from Meiron said, Ha'onsa Meisen Yasei Ad Inun Bakyan. Said, I think this is the time for us to be able to get him. It's Erev Yom Kippur. Everyone's so busy, right? You see, this is like a busy day, Erev Yom Kippur. Now we're going to be able to happen. Osman, they went, Boyan Maisune, and they went and they chapped. The Nafkin trained Chivon de Nur. And all of a sudden, there were two Nechashim made of fire that appeared. Sharon Mahalchin Kodameyon. And they were leading the way, meaning it was like an escort, a protection against the people from Gush Cholov. Amrin, they said, Ahu Shaita Namaisin. We know now we're going to be Matzlich. Meaning every time we've gone, we didn't have these Nechashim. Now all of a sudden, we have the Nechashim. Sneveisais, we're going to be Matzliach. The Kibbet the Matun Lamar also. When they came to the place, to this Ma'ar, where Rebbe Elazar was, Kamaloin Trei Chivon Listar. So these two Nechashim, they went to the sides. Amrin, they said, Man Olol Maisile. So who's going to go into the Ma'ar and who's going to bring Rebbe Elazar? Amros, Rebbe Elazar, Shimon's wife was there. She said, Ana Olol Maisile. I'm going to go. The Isli Simen Bey, because I have a Simen, I know which one is Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. I say, she went in. The Ashkechei Ahutai Lato Yesiva. She saw that one worm that was by his ear. She chafed that obviously that's her husband. V'nokra Achayri Udne. Bois Mirim Yase. She wanted to remove the worm. Sham is Braskol Amra. Right, Braskol. This is real Aramaic, what we would refer to as a Baskol. Shavku Lamari Chayve De Ibe Chayve. You don't remove the worm. The Ebishta, he's the Baal Chayv. This is paying up a Chayfim. He's going to remove it when it's time for it to be removed. Either way, Aisune, the Avune Gabi Avu, they brought him back to Reb Shimon, and then Ahu Shaita. From that day on, like Iskali Reb Shimon Amar Anoi. Reb Shimon stopped appearing. He stopped revealing himself to the Chevra in Meiron. But either way, you have two different versions of this story. Hatzad HaShav of the two stories is that Reb Shimon is buried together with Reb Shimon in Meiron. But he wasn't buried there L'chatchila. In Talmud Bavli, in Bav Metzia, Peidal Ramadei, days, where was he buried? He was buried in the attic. And in Medrash and in Zohar HaKadosh, he was buried in a place called Gush Cholov. This place had the schus. That's where Lazar Rav Shimon was buried for many, many years. Either way, based on this Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, that's the way it eventually evolved that Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon would be buried Adayim Hazeh together with Rav Shimon in Meron.